So welcome back to another Catholic Book Club discussion. Today we're going to continue our French theme as we did last month with St. Vincent de Paul. We are now talking about one of his closest collaborators, St. Marie-Louise de Marillac. We'll start with our regular lightning round. Did I like the book? Yes or no? One thing I liked or I didn't like. Sue, you want to go?
Yes, I liked it. It was easy to read and very interesting and educational. There was nothing I did not like about it.
Fair enough. It was nice to see my library. I had a old library copy and someone had written in nice handwriting, canonized March 11th, 1934. So the book had come out in 1933. So it was just, I suppose just before, because the end of the book alludes to her beatification. Mm-hmm. So it seemed the beatification hadn't happened yet. So maybe it happened in pretty quick progress, but I enjoyed it quite a bit as well. I had visited Saint Louise de Marillac's body many times over the years in Paris because she's there in the Miraculous Medal Chapel and so close to where all the work that she did on Rue de Bec was. And I knew she was a great helper of the poor, but I needed a book like this to help fill in a lot of blanks, a lot of blanks. I think everyone, in the same way that we knew about St. Vincent de Paul vaguely, and then you read a book about him, same thing here. And there's a charity, I think, in the United States that I did some work for in the past called Marillac, which I have to imagine is directly related to children's charity. So I've done some help fundraising for them in the past. I want to start with something I think that hits home for lay people. On page 20 of my edition, I forgot to tell you that you should not overburden yourself with rules or pious practices, but should fortify yourself well to carry out carefully whatever ones you observe, your daily actions, your employments, in short, let everything be directed towards doing well whatever you actually perform. No longer entertain for a moment those peculiar ideas which formerly used to harass you. This is only a trick the evil spirit wishes to play on you. Let everything be directed towards doing well whatever you actually perform. I think we can be tempted sometimes to say, well, I need to do this prayer, I need to do this prayer, I need to do this exercise. And this is a reminder, there's only 24 hours in a day, some of which you need to be sleeping, and a lot of which you have to be working. So be wary of burdening the hours of prayer with a number of practices. What is important is that you pray properly, not that you do a lot of prayers. And that's something you need to hear.
I had that earmarked and highlighted and circled as well. So it's interesting.
Now, the correspondent to this is a few pages, well, more than a few pages later, page 96 in my edition. So what does it have to do with the work? So if we're addressing not being overburdened with pious practices, what about your non-pious practices, your work? Do not be afraid of undertaking anything you can do without visiting it too often. Only be afraid of the idea of doing more than what you actually do, and that God may not give you the means of accomplishing it, and give yourself to His divine majesty with the intention of never doing more than what you do now. So this was a counsel of St. Vincent to her of, I think, just trying to keep her moderated. All of these requests are coming in. All these souls are needing help. And in a sense, I think she had a desire to double herself, triple herself to try to do all these things. And he's just reminding her, listen, you have to do what you need to do and ask God for the grace to want that instead of wanting to do all these other things as well. Not that those things aren't good, but he's really here concerned for her soul. He's not denying that those are good works, but he's pointing out in the natural order, you can burn yourself out, and in the supernatural order, this has bad consequences.